police brutality rules. And in Ethiopia, military power turned them fool. Hey, we got to stop this brutality.
Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, here and now on this earth. The way to peace through being born again into the science of the universe in obedience to Father Allah, Mother Allah, so that we may live in peace, truth, justice, and righteousness and be peaceful and tranquil. All of that is what the waters of noon represents. In the waters of noon. And that was Ziggy Marley, police brutality, talking about how the politicians, and let's say deeper, the House of Rothschild and the banks and the CIA arm, give the weapons. Do you not know that the local police are so militarized that they are receiving surplus military armaments, tanks, from the government of the United States of North America, headed by the Obama administration, perpetrating such reality on the local communities, arming the police to such extent? And so Ziggy is talking about the politics, talking about the politicians arming the police and the police going out and administering police brutality in governments all over the earth. It is all connected. The House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers run the earth, but we are being born again. We are to be born back again, immaculate conception, virgin birth, in the waters of noon, which represent our original oneness. No form, no void, darkness upon the face of the deep. Darkness is not evil. Darkness is that birth reality. Triple darkness is the womb. Triple darkness is the waters, melanin of noon. And in those waters, we were alive, receiving instruction from the Almighty. In those waters, we were orderly, in order. In those waters, we were tranquil and peaceful. So Yahushua says you have to be born of that water. You have to be born again from the state of being one. That's original state of being peaceful and tranquil and orderly. For after we are born again into that water, we come forth as Atum. We We come forth as Ra. We come forth as the hydrogen atom. We come forth as Christos. We come forth as the Catholic monstrance, the wafer with the ring of fire surrounding it, teaching us of the Christ mass. The wafer is the mass. The wafer is the people. The ring of fire is the hydrogen fire Christos that teaches us of that power to destroy and recreate and transform the universe out from the original state into the new form and new state and new reality as the new mass matter material universe. This power is within us, so we must be born of that reality. I researched the word compacted. Let me just continue with my notes. We're talking about Nun, Ptah, and Atum. Okay? Compacted is talking about a process of transforming the waters. And so we look at Nun as the waters of Nun. And then we look at the watery waves of Nun. Remember Gabrielle Oyibo and Booker T. Coleman breaking to us, breaking down that process of creation. The Einstein and the scientists refer to the Big Bang. Well, a bang is light and sound. And sound is waves and vibration. All right? And so the ancients referred to the watches of Nun and the watery waves of Nun. Waves energy is energy. Waves are energy. Waves are vibration. And in the womb of Mother Mary, which represents the wombs of all of our physical mothers, the word overshadow the womb. Overshadow means that the Holy Spirit exerted energy on the womb, calling forth earth, air, fire, and water so that this neutron, this seed, this seed of life, germ of life, this waters of Nun may come into being and take on flesh. So this exertion of energy is the bane. The word from the Almighty is that power and force that created the bang, the collision that created the bang, the vibrations, the energy of light and sound invisibly, inaudibly, then audibly, invisibly. And so then you have the Ptah, the earth mound, rises up out of the waters of Nun. And from this perspective, now you have the energy, now you have the waves, but in those waves, in that energy, is chaos, disorder, turmoil, turbulence. And so Ptah is the mind working on sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine polarity. This mind, which represents the mind of the Almighty, now goes to work and analyzes the reasons for the disorder, the reasons for the chaos, and gives birth to Atum. Atum. The ancients referred to this power as Atum. Atum is the L-I-G-H-T, light. Atum is the hydrogen fire sun. Atum is the firstborn of creation. Atum is the first begotten son. Atum is born from darkness. In the beginning, the gods and the goddesses created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's the waters of Nun. That's the original darkness. That's the dark womb of the universe. That's the waters, melanin, dark energy, dark matter of the universe. And then the gods and the goddesses said, let there be light. And there was light. So now you have light being born from the darkness. So Ra, the sun, the Aton sun disk, the Atum, the Christos, the Lord Shiva, all of these are words that describe that L-I-G-H-T, that light, original, the atom of life, that hydrogen fire that is the first begotten, scientifically, the firstborn of creation. And so Atum knows the mind of Ptah, is connected to, yet disconnected from, but yet connected to Ptah. And Atum then goes to work to implement all that was constructed in the mind of Ptah, the mind of Ptah working behind the scenes, constructing mass, matter, material, universe through Atum. Atum is the L-I-G-H-T, that power of light that takes those waters and transforms those waters from the original state that we have been describing and transform those waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have today. E equals MC squared. On the right end is C squared, which is light squared. The C stands for light. I wonder if the C stands for compacted, because that's what the light did, compacted. We're going to go into that. But light traveling at a speed of 186,284 miles per second. If you square that, then that is the speed of light traveling every half a second at 186,284 miles per second. The M in front of the C represents all mass, matter, and material. Turn the M over upside down and you get a W. A W stands for water. The waters were transformed by the speed of light squared. The speed of light times itself, said my coworker, one of my coworkers who shall remain anonymous. But light times itself is light squared, transforming the M, transforming the mass, matter, material, transforming the waters. And the M can stand for the masculine. The waters come from the masculine. But this equals E. E equals MC squared. E is energy, spirit, vibration. Energy, spirit, vibration, waves. Energy is spiritual force that lives within all beings, permeates the universe. Spirit is feminine in the African Hebrew. So this is Mother Holy Spirit or Mother Holy Energy or Mother Holy Waves or Mother Holy Vibration. And my anonymous coworker was teaching me even deeper or another aspect of this E equals MC squared as a mathematical equation that if you determine the weight of a thing, a piece of matter, material of the universe. Multiply that times the speed of light squared. That equation would give you the mathematical equation into energy. That number equals the amount of energy that went into that piece of mass, matter, or material. And so we must understand this science. Be born again into this science. Be born again into the science of the universe. Be born again into mathematics, into geometry, into all that we need to construct the new Jerusalem, the new society, the new civilization, the new you, the new me, the new us. Now, this word compacted, and I'm going to be doing more research on the mathematical side of this equation. This water, once again, is the primary element on the element table of elements, atomic table of elements. The primary element is hydrogen. The fire, hydrogen, waters of Nun. Hydrogen is the first element on the table of elements. One proton, one neutron, one electron. Helium is number two. Helium is number two. Two protons, two neutrons, two electrons. Gabriel Oyabo told us or revealed to us that helium is really two hydrogens. Helium, one proton, neutron, hydrogen, one proton, neutron, electron. Helium, two protons, neutrons, electrons. Helium is a double hydrogen. Silver is either 47 or 48 on your table of elements. 47 protons, neutrons, electrons, that's only 47 hydrogens. Gold is 79. On the atom, Christos table of elements. So 79 protons, 79 electrons, 79 protons, 79 neutrons, 79 electrons. That is 79 hydrogens. Hydrogen is the principal element on the table of elements. Hydrogen, water, fire, hydrogen, atom. This atom of life, this atom that is water, this atom that is hydrogen, this atom that is fire. In the New Testament, this fire, water, hydrogen, atom is called atom, A-T-O-M. The atoms. No part of the universe made without atoms. In the New Testament, it says nothing made without Christos. Christos, Christ, is a word that is equal to, commensurate with the word that is atoms, that describes the same reality. The atom is Christos. Christos is the atom. The word atom comes from Democritus, who went to Egypt, Kemet, and came back with the knowledge of atom and said atomos in the Greek language. So now we have the word atom. And then when you check Genesis and Adam, Adam is the human family, masculine and feminine. And Ashra Kwesi, in one of his lectures, African Origins of Spirituality, talks about the sun as atom and representing the human family. When the sun falls, that's the fall of Adam. He was equating atom as the sun, or atum as the sun, going below the equator, coming into Capricorn in the winter. In the fall, you see that constellation. There's a constellation there where the Virgo, the Virgin, appears. and the serpent appears. And all of this is written in the heavens and is descriptive of the fall of man, seen in the fall of the sun, or the fall of Atum, or the fall of the atom, or the fall of Adam. So all of this science, sisters and brothers, hydrogen is the primary element in the table of elements. Water is the primary element in the universe. The atom is the hydrogen, is the atum, is the Christos. Now, the word compacted is teaching us of light that takes the original waters and transforms those original waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have today. The water was compacted and condensed. This compacting and condensing caused the water to change from gas and vapor into liquid. Moisture, vapor in the moisture is vapor in air that condenses into droplets of water. Let me say that again. Moisture, vapor in the air. Moisture or water or liquid is vapor in the air that condenses into droplets of water. You have the whole process of the clouds and water and the sun transforming the moisture from vapor in the air and condensing vapor in the air into droplets of water. And so you see air mentioned here. And remember the burst of air in the egg of the universe called Emeya and the bursting forth of the Poto seed. So we have the power of light, the power of the sun, taking the waters and transforming those waters, taking gas and vapor and transforming that moisture and vapor in the air and condensing those, that moisture and that vapor, that gaseous reality, into the droplets of water. Ruach, Mother Holy Spirit Ruach, is Nonet. And Mother Holy Spirit is the house for those waters of Nun, waters melanin of the universe. And she is the spirit that is the E and the energy, which is spirit, which equals MC squared. We see, we have to examine this science from the spirit of Mother Holy Spirit. Atum, the force of light, is transforming those waters because Atum has the spirit of his mother, Ruach HaKadosh, Mother Holy Spirit, Nonet, in himself, and she is driving him to transform those waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have today so that we may have order. Atum is to bring order out of chaos. Atum is to bring order out of turbulence and chaos. Bring order out of such reality. Bring peace and love and tranquility and righteousness after having that situation examined by the mind represented by Ptah. Atum then, with the spirit of Mother Holy Spirit, is doing the work of taking those waters and transforming those waters and bringing order out of chaos. Then we have the word decomposition. After we get through the word compacted, eventually you come to the word decomposition. Decomposition is a state or process of rotting and decay. The decomposition of organic waste, a process by which organic substances are broken down into simpler forms of matter. So we have a situation where the waters now have to be transformed, cleaned, purged from all that is rotting and decaying, decomposing. This state of decomposition, you have gross matter. You have the dross that must be burned off of the matter. When you are working with metals, and you want to get pure gold, you have to use fire to clean off the gross matter, to clean off the dross, to purge that metal so that the gold may be purified. We're talking about the power of light to transform. We're talking about that power of light that is within you, within me. The kingdom of God in heaven is with the kingdom of God. Queendom of God that's in heaven is within you and within me to take this decomposed, this world that is in a state of decomposition, this system that is in a state of decomposition, rotten and decaying, death and destruction all over the earth, men and women in uniform killing other men and women who are poor working class, rank and file members of the Fraternal Order of the Police killing and destroying in the streets, human beings disrespecting and hating each other, prejudice against each other. We must be born again into this process and understand that as the sun goes through the zodiac sign of Capricorn, revealing the sign of the goat, revealing the planetary rule of Saturn, teaching us that we are decayed, we are rotten because of the system. This is not our original birth, but the system has decomposed us, put us in a state of decomposition. So now that same force of light that transformed those original waters and took the waters through the state of decomposition, one of the definitions of spirit is dross matter or gross matter. Gross matter. That is that combination of words that is teaching us that the Holy Spirit, the energy of the Holy Spirit energizing Atum, is taking matter and purging matter of all the dross and the grossness and the impurities and purging and cleaning up those waters and purifying those waters, taking it through the state of decomposition, cleaning off and purifying the waters from the decay, from the rot. That is you. That is me. As the sun goes through Capricorn, and we think of the goat, and we think of the Baphomet, and we think of Saturn, we are looking at the fall of mankind, the fall of the original man, and the fall of mankind, the fall of the human family. So it's going to take that power of light within. We are the Christ mass. We are the monstrance. We are that wafer, the body of Christ, surrounded by the ring of fire, teaching us that that power to transform our lives and transform ourselves, to bring us out of the state of decomposition, to bring us out of the state of rot and decay. That fire within, that kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven within, that power of fire to burn off all the decay and the rot to give us control again of our passions below our waistline, symbolizes the sun below the equator, cleaning up the consciousness, cleaning up the construct, giving us the power to take hold of our wants, desires, and passions so that we may come out of Capricorn into Aquarius and be born again, virgin birth, immaculate conception, and then move into Pisces and deal with fish and deal with propagation of the species and then move into Aquarius and get up and stand up and pioneer a new civilization, a new Jerusalem, a new you, and a new me. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari Selassie people.